inputs and outputs to the scheduling and control process. It's important to understand the inputs and outputs of scheduling and control. Inputs from MRP and CRP to scheduling and control. The interfaces between planning and scheduling are the points at which planning information from capacity requirements planning, CRP, and material requirements planning, MRP, are communicated to the scheduling and control activities. Exhibit 4-87 shows the interface between detailed material and capacity planning and shop floor and vendor scheduling. Exhibit 4-87, MRP and CRP interfaces. As you can see, the capacity requirements plan is critical to shop floor scheduling and control. If the schedule is not supported by available capacity, shop floor control will not be able to maintain appropriate backlog levels, improve delivery performance, achieve output targets, achieve the material requirements plans that drive the delivery schedules for end items and components to achieve the master production schedule, MPS. The exhibit also illustrates that the material requirements plan provides critical information that supports the authorization and release of work orders and ensures that suppliers provide the right parts at the right time to achieve the MPS. Outputs from scheduling and control to MRP and CRP. Important feedback information flows from scheduling, control, and vendor scheduling back to MRP and CRP, including status information that includes operation completions, quantity verifications, order closeout, and disposition and accounting data. Warning signals that include inadequacies in material and capacity plans that might affect achievement of the MPS.